Words are important, for with words we're able to express our faith. And as we express our faith, we're able to see the way to go on in life. May these words be the words with which we express our faith this afternoon. First of all, from Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And now these words from the prophet Isaiah, from the 40th chapter, verses 28 through 31. Great words of comfort when we face the extremities of life and death, when our strength is depleted. Listen for the word of God as it comes to us from Isaiah. Have you not known, have you not heard, the Lord is an everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young shall fall exhausted. But those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And finally, these words from Jesus himself, the same words that he spoke to his disciples before he left this earthly life, words that he speaks to us here today as his disciples in the world. From John's Gospel, the 14th chapter, selected verses. Then Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again to take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also, and you know the way to the place where I am going. I will not leave you orphaned, I am coming to you. In a little while the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, and because I live, you also shall live. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." And this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For our affirmation of faith, we will have reading number 887 in our hymnal. It's taken from the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, number 887. Let us stand to affirm our faith. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? No, in all things we are more than conquerors through the one who loved us. We are sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning.